Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
I was stalling, dude. Did you catch that? I was professional right there, even though now I ruined it, but you know.
Taking a sip of my red cream.
Yeah, that was so gross. I don't understand how you like cream soda. It's so shitty.
It's kind of like how you like Miller High Life.
It's cheap. That's not... Marks is a brand name.
Always on sale.
Where?
2 for $4 at Marks.
Two cans for $4?
No, $2.12ers. $2.12ers.
$2.12ers. 24 fucking cans of shit.
It's not shit, dude. It's creamy smooth. It's velvety. You wouldn't understand.
It's fucking vape niche.
It's like a White Russian of pop.
Ooh. White Russians are bad, too. Do you like White Russians?
No. Kahlua? What do I look like? Some sort of... I don't know. What
Russian?
Drinks those? Russians?
I think Russians. Yeah, I think that's why it's called a white Russian.
Good call.
What's been going on with you, dude? How you been? It's been a while.
Dirty Ruskies.
Haven't really gotten to talk to you. You haven't been on the D lately.
I'm sorry that I am gainfully employed again.
Oh, yeah. Excuses. I work 40 hours a week, bro.
Tisk, fat ass. Where's your time?
Hey,
where's
man.
Where's your Ingrams?
I work the fucking 40. I get it.
But now I have to also do other stuff.
Like what? Vacuum sometimes?
Be anxious about my job and just want to watch Rick and Morty till I fall asleep.
Really?
Thinking hurts.
Oh, wow. I kind of understand that. I don't know. I guess I don't really get that. But then again, I haven't had a
you
new job
have
in
any
10...
You don't have a new job!
Yeah, in 10 years.
Yeah, what new crazy
well,
stressful
okay,
thing
actually,
is in your life?
Two years ago, I got hired in at the old Kitech.
Yeah, that one cost a lot of brain cells.
It did. Hey, man, learn how to fucking write up these forms and stuff. This is printer works, this one doesn't. Shit like that. It was crazy.
So you know how to work on printers now?
I had to learn how to mulch.
What tools did you use for all those yard
Oh, man.
Yard
They're like, here's this like fucking four-wheeled piece of shit, like flatbed thing that's like 4 feet long, and here's a tote that you would normally keep tour shirts in.
Yeah.
Go ahead and move, I don't know, 10 yards of mulch with it, buddy.
And you were like,
no wheelbarrows exist
what
here?
What about this weed eating that you've had to do at
oh,
this place?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I borrowed your weed eater, killed my parents' weed eater, but they fixed it. on their dime, yeah, I made them.
That place gets
like,
so
I'll
much
quit.
Free labor equipment from you.
Yeah, truly. Yeah, and then I used what little shit they had there to try to fucking fix it. But yeah, that was, and then I cleaned the parking lot. It was stressful as hell,
Here's
dude.
A fork, go pull weeds.
Basically, yeah, might as well have been. I remember I actually went back and got your shears one time.
Yeah.
And just scalped the earth with that. I was like, oh, this is fucking awful,
man. It's not
like
they got a mower.
No, I guess, yeah, I was about to say, I was like, man, I should have just popped that motherfucker in the back and just went over this shit. Dude, the weeds were like fucking like 2 feet, 3 feet tall. Like, that shit was in disarray for 3 years, and they're like, hey, would you mind doing some yard work? I'm like, this is like a lot of landscaping, not some yard work.
Yeah.
I'm not coming over and shoveling your sidewalk, you know what I'm saying?
Spread a little salt.
I haven't done shit there other than like watch movies and do invoices and fucking read comics though, for the past like,
do you
I don't know
like,
6 months.
About like... universal printer drivers, do you install stuff on software?
No,
you
people
just
be
fix
like,
the hardware.
People be like, yo, I got this blinking light. I'm like, that could be a fan.
Yeah.
$74, please.
Dude, I found a printer like back at the shop, like the main depot.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's up with that in the corner over there? They're like, do you want it? I was like, I don't have one in my room.
Okay.
What
do you mean in your
well,
cause
I have
bedroom?
A class, no, I have a classroom that I work out of with
Are
all the tech
printing
shit.
Printing out of your bedroom.
Tech room.
Oh.
But it's a classroom, but it didn't have a printer.
You have your own classroom?
Yeah.
You teach?
Well, they call me Mr. T, the tech.
Do they?
Tony the tech.
Are you going by that?
Yeah.
Tony the techer?
Well, like I made an announcement in the cafeteria today. I was like, listen up!
Really?
Yeah.
Why'd you have to do that?
I asked Mr. Twig, the vice principal. I was like, yo, dude, can I make an announcement? Because there's some kids in here that I think I have their Chromebooks to give them back, but they won't. I can't find them.
You don't label this shit?
Oh, I do, but it's not like I can be like, okay, I know who Tommy Jones is by his name.
Well, why wouldn't you just be like, hey, who's Tommy Jones?
He didn't know. He only knew like some students. He's like, this is a mix of everyone, man. Like, I only run the sixth graders. There's seventh, eighth grade. I don't know.
She had the best principal, dude.
And I was like, listen up, any of you little motherfuckers.
Okay, what'd you really say? Excuse me, class. You didn't say listen.
I'm about to snap necks and take names, and I'm all out of pencils and paper.
Yeah, so he's snapping necks. I get it.
And I was like, hey, anybody who's got a Chromebook that's in repair, come see me right now. I probably have your Chromebook. Thank you.
And
then
two kids came over. Did everyone cheer and clap when you're like, listen?
No,
they're like,
they're all like,
it's Mr.
They're like,
D.
Boo, go fuck yourself. Fucking loser.
I hate your plaid.
You're not a real teacher.
I don't have to listen to you. Oh, God, these fucking cocksuckers. I hate them. I'm going to punt this little bitch.
Do you cry before you go to bed?
Yes, anyways, please just listen to me.
Chromebook, look, these nuts. And just throw stuff at me.
Oh, they're like little walking.
Oh, it's boiled egg day.
They're like walking, breathing memes. I hate them.
How'd you get Salisbury steak in your damn Chromebooks? No, it was fun. Like, it was the most like public thing I did. Like, the dude that was training with me was like, just go to the cafeteria and just make an announcement. I was like, I'm really bad at that stuff.
Imagine if you're like, yo, listen up. They all get under the table like, we're getting fucking
stranger danger.
It's fucking Columbine all over again. This fucker got made fun of in school.
Oh, God. He looks so furious.
Jesus Christ. He's terrifying.
Yeah. It's good, though, because 6th, 7th, and 8th graders don't listen for shit, and they're really clumsy and asshole-ish.
I bet.
They're like, my Chromebook broke.
Wait, what grade?
It looks like there's a footprint on top of it.
Is it middle school?
Yeah.
Okay. Because like when I went to Christian school, so it was pre-K through 6th and then 7th through 12th.
Yeah, no, this is 6th, 7th, 8th.
So like school. Legit, you were like 6 with 12-year-olds and then 13 with 18-year-olds.
That was horrifying. Yeah,
it's
horrifying.
Dude, I remember I was sleeping on the bus one time because it was way early. I had to go to school.
Right.
And this kid from Walsh Jesuit, that was a school across the street from CVCA, and I just remember sleeping and hearing, and I was like, what the fuck? And he's like, ha, 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 just pointing and laughing at me. I was like, what the fuck? That doesn't happen anymore.
You're pretty scared.
You can't do that to kids. I was 12. That kid was 18. He was an adult.
When I got a yak back.
What the fuck? Oh, where they talk pen? Back? Hell yeah.
I got that. I got that confiscated within about 7 minutes.
Was it like, Tony, put that down? And you're like, fuck you.
It was something like, because you could do like the robot voice. And I was like, suck it. Yeah,
lick my balls.
Eat my cock.
Mrs. B, you suck.
Or it'd be like, teacher.
That was you. That was you.
Who said that?
Got her.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say that. Yeah, it's Yak back.
He does what he wants. He's crazy.
What was the one that was that the same one that Kevin McAllister had? In
no,
the second?
That was like the Talk Boy thing.
Yeah, but was it called
thing.
Talk Boy?
It was something like that.
That does sound because they're like Game Boys are cool. What about Talk Boys?
It had
Boys?
A little fucking speaker that
you would talk into. Yeah, it was like a microphone, and then you could play it back.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Man,
I
need to
Yak
buy.
Back were the pens and the little like. Or
yeah, I remember.
Little orbs.
Yeah, I need to get a copy of fucking Lost in New York. Revisit that one.
Ooh.
The Pigeon Lady.
I guess Pesci just did a like a Google commercial the way Kevin McAllister, the way Macaulay Culkin did.
Oh yeah, where you reenact a scene.
Yeah, Joe Pesci just did one.
Yeah, that was neat. I actually looked that up because I think maybe you told me about
it's
it.
It's enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like it's funny.
His Bunny Ears podcast is pretty odd.
His book is kind of odd too.
Have you read it?
Yeah.
Or are you listening
it's
to
fucked.
It?
No, I read his book way back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
You can read?
I try.
Wow, that's impressive.
Well, I read the big words slowly.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's backwards, and then I start to get the head thumps.
The head hurts.
Yeah, sometimes I get the head hurts. It's like the ice cream brain.
So, other than your announcement, nothing else going on?
I played Anthem.
Oh, my God, you did, dude. I called you, and I was like, if that motherfucker's online with Bob right now playing Anthem, I'm going to fucking blow a gasket. I just worked, like, fucking 11 and a half hours.
Let's do this.
And, like, I go on PlayStation app, and it says you've been on it for 4.5 hours. I'm like, that's why he's not answered. Then I get a text, and it's like, doing dishes. I was like, right. Sure he is.
Nope. not. It was just sitting idle.
Yeah, I know, but it said you were on it for 4.5 hours. So I was like, oh, that's, he's got the good life now.
No,
getting paid and getting to fucking play.
Courtney made sweet ass dry rub chicken wings with like 3 different sauces.
Oh, like fucking some jerk?
Yeah, it was fucking.
Was it jerk?
Delish. I don't know.
Well, what was the dry rub?
She just said it was dry rub. Well, custom blend.
Kind of dry
rub? Custom blend.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't a spicy blend.
Well, I mean, like, there's Cajun dry rub, lemon pepper dry rub, there's fucking, like, garlic dry rub.
I say it's
dry
probably, rub like, garlic,
stop putting me on the panko. Spot, man. So she breaded chicken.
With the rub.
This is a dry rub. I'm like,
but what are you, some sort of fucking dry rub fucking scientist?
Like, we sell wings. I've been to a fucking wing warehouse a few times in my day.
Yeah, but not all wings are as fancy as yours.
BW3s, if you will. Dude, have you looked up that, like, seen that sauce, Buffalo Wild Wing sauce at Acme? It's like $9 a bottle.
Yeah, we make our own. One of those. We make our own. We made a reduction.
What does that mean? You took some out?
Well, you get, like, it's to where, like, something boils long enough to where it gets kind of, like, syrupy.
Okay.
And then you paint it on.
Oh, so like a...
Reduce it.
All right. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. It's called a reduction.
What are you, a fucking fancy reduction master?
Stupid idiot moron doesn't know reduction, but he thinks he's so many Mr. Wingman.
Yeah, holy shit.
Could you just say that's cool, man? I'm glad you had a cool dinner.
That's so sick, man. I'm really fucking stoked for you.
What cool, worthless shit did you do this week?
Just Destiny, basically. Wow. Yeah.
And you're bitching because other people aren't following suit as much as you.
No, actually, Josie and I celebrated our 2-year anniversary. We went to Outback Steakhouse, which was lovely, and I watched Mandy with her. It was a very lovely evening.
You're probably looking up where Zur was.
No, that doesn't happen until today, Friday. Come on, dude. He has 3 things I don't have. He's this week. Earth. I'm stoked. Yeah. Did you already go? You haven't played it at all, have
no,
you?
No, yeah. But I know where he is.
You got the app?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's all that happened. Anthem, you're not going to like it.
Please.
I mean, you're going to be a little bit of a bitch about it, I know.
What about you?
I'm kind of a bitch about it, too, but...
I was watching a review, and it was like...
The reviews are not good.
They're like, well, yeah, because it was the VIP one, and I guess that one was super fucked. The dude's like, oh, man, he was like, I was kind of enjoying the storyline. There wasn't a lot there, but when I got to the end scene, it froze.
Yeah.
He's like, and then I hit skip, and it was like, want to buy this game that you just didn't see? And he was like, no.
You know, like, you can't really jump into activities in Destiny like...
How do you mean?
Like an adventure. You couldn't just jump into an adventure with other people halfway through, could you?
Yeah, like if you and Bob were doing a heroic mission or something like that, I could just hop in with you guys. So, unless your lobby is full, that's the only reason you can't, or I don't have it unlocked.
So it's all me with other people because it's just me alone. And I was like, cool, let's go on this fucking expedition. Launch. Loads for a fucking minute. And I'm like, all right, cool, like... It's a fucking test, you know what I mean? It's a little long.
Sure.
I jump in, and I'm like, yeah, javelin on the ground, ready to fucking rock.
It looks gorgeous.
Expedition over. You did it. 2,300 XP. I'm like, why was there for 9 seconds?
Oh, so someone completed
twice.
The event when you... Wow.
Twice it bumped me into the end of a fucking expedition.
So, like, that's something that you'd be stoked on Destiny if you grinded the game already 300 yeah. hours, but, like, since you're trying to play it, you're like, yeah. I can't.
Oh, yeah, no, I literally was like, I'd love to get a shot off.
So, like, when you drop down in the main world, like, you can't...
Well, so, wait. Different. So, you have... there's this... It's a Fort Tarsus is the name of, like, the tower.
Mm-hmm.
And you run around in first person, which is kind of funny. So you run around there in first person.
I heard it's super clunky and like when you're at the tower.
Oh, it's slow as shit.
Yeah, like slower than like how Destiny was. Because you know you can't double jump, but you can still run. And
yeah.
It plays like the game does. You're just in third person.
Yep.
It is weird. It's like they're like, all right, we're going to do all third person. But when you hit the tower, that's when the experience starts.
Honestly.
And immerse.
It's sort of the same vibe, but it is slower. It's also a little more intimate. Everything's within like... like 1/4 of the space of the tower.
That's
so
cool. That's,
you're not
that
far, and everything's real vivid and shit because it's beautiful looking.
I heard that like someone was like, yeah, it's kind of like the Destiny Tower, but like shitty.
It looks like rundown Earthling. It's like EDZ garbage. Not
pretty
future.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like everyone looks sort of like, I was homeless and then I found this base. Thank God I'm here. I'm a mechanic.
I'm a peasant mechanic.
Yeah, like yeah. It's cool. You want some gruel? Go out there, javelins. Help us do something.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the vibe. Is like they're almost post-apocalyptic.
Okay.
But like they have access to this technology that lets them go hunt. Because Anthem is a planet that was overrun by this super energy that made all the fucking organisms just become like fucking super monsters. Okay. Everything's overgrown. It looks like Avatar fucking planet.
Yeah, I saw that playthrough.
And
yeah.
like, well, you're fighting either like mutated monstrous human kind of fucking things or
humanoid,
like
yeah.
or like giant crabs or fucking monster dragons. Like, it's fucked up creatures that you fight a lot.
Yeah.
So being in the base, that's your home. You go there, you can customize. Like, my fucking javelin looks cool. Like, I talked to some people. I have like 20 guns like to pick from and play with. But like, that's cool. I get the idea of all that. Like, you have 6 components you can add. You have 2 guns. You have a fucking arm cannon, kind of like third weapon. It's kind of like a one-off. No, it's like a, like, you can get a heat-guided missile or like an electric arc. Like,
yeah. So you get like a, or like you said, like a one-off.
And you have a super.
And you have abilities, right?
Yeah, and you have abilities. Like, so it's expansive for the fucking like combat-y shit. But then, like, you get into your fucking javelin, you're like, sick, like, slide in. You're like, all right, let's load up. Then you go to a map, same as Destiny. You pick your position. You can either go to free roam or, like, like a mission or, like, a boss area, like a dungeon.
Oh, so you can't go free roam and then go to these areas, and on your way there, you, like, interact with shit.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
If from free roam, I don't know if from free roam, you can just stumble into an expedition or, like, a public event.
Yeah.
I haven't. I've just killed the, like, flora and fauna and had fun.
How do you like the third-person aspect of it?
I mean, it looks cool as shit. I feel like running, I'm an hour into the game. Like, I'm clunky and stupid.
But what I'm saying is that, like, do you think, all right, so
it's
you,
not as fast.
Ooh.
Like, in terms of, like, I'm also using a hunter on Destiny, so, like, my Javelin. Dodge.
Okay.
Like, my dodge ability and the way you double and triple jump, it's sort of like double and triple jump is on crack, because I can fly 100 feet above the battlefield and hover.
Which one did you pick?
You start with the ranger, the like kind of like well versed one.
Right. The one that does kind of everything, like the jack of all trades, master of none.
Then
there's
the Colossus.
That's the big boy.
Yeah, then there's the fucking other two. The one's like a magic one and the other one's an interceptor that can fly pretty much forever.
Yeah.
And they're like a support.
And I read that like the overheating is like a big issue because you can't fly. But then I read that if you go close to water, it cools you down. If you go through waterfalls, it cools you down.
Or if it's raining.
If you go up really high and then shoot down, that'll cool you down.
That's kind of fun because it's almost like, you remember the fucking Mario 3, the cape? That you So you'll fly up, you're half heat, and then you let go of your boosters and point down, and he just sort of, you see like sort of a jet stream,
mm-hmm.
and it's cooling the whole time. Then you just launch again.
Yeah,
you're still
said,
moving forward.
Right. It said when you travel at the beginning of it, travel in waves, not straight lines.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was doing. And it's fun.
Yeah. I've also heard it was like, if they ever make like an Avengers game, like this is how Iron Man should feel. Like, they nailed the flying.
Oh, it is. And someone made that comment too. They're like, oh, it's Iron Man Destiny. If you enjoy the idea of being Iron Man in a Destiny kind of setting, looter shooter, that's a cool game for you.
Yeah. The guy that was talking about it also said, he's like, I'm not one that likes the looter shooter. He's like, I'm more of the free roam, like huge open world ones. Yeah. He's like, not the fight the same fucking things. Like, oh shit, there's Vex here, I know how to kill him. Like, he likes the, oh shit, I've never seen this monster, like, kill it and shit like that. Very expansive, which is a lot to ask for in a game. But seeing that they've like pushed this game as the Destiny killer and then kind of made like what seems like a lower version of Destiny, but prettier.
If
in
they,
sense.
This has to be 1/100th of the content in this demo, or it's not going to do well after launch.
They really
have to be hiding a lot up their sleeve.
I think, well, also, like, I guess, like, the, like, how you get money in the game, like, the currency, there's a premium currency that actually costs real money, and that's how you get all the good skins and all the cool armor and stuff like that. That has no, like, dealing with how you play the game.
No.
You can get all
you
that through loot.
You can earn every piece of gear, though,
but you can't
through grind.
Well, except for like skins for armors.
No, those are obtainable with an amount of grind.
Really?
There's so you'll have your
everything's
fucking
obtainable in a grind.
Yeah. So there's always two shards are real life money, and then say tokens are your grind.
Right.
There's always a shard token
ratio,
which is absurd sometimes. Like, oh, $5 or 10,000 coin. Who knows what 10,000 coin is.
Right, how long
how
that
many,
would take to
like,
grind.
Kind of like the same way with, like, you know, like, breaking down weapons and getting fucking parts, like in Destiny. Like,
or like Glimmer as Glimmer, opposed to
who
Silver.
Who knows how long it'll take. There's nothing in the game they said that you can't obtain through the grind of game.
Yeah, and I heard that they're trying to make it a smaller player sect because people have so much problems with trying to find six people to raid. Like, Bob and I have been playing Destiny since September of last year, and it is now February, and we still haven't been able to get enough people to raid.
Yeah.
But that's also because the game's 2 years old. It's going to be way easy to do everything in the game, even if it was six people, once it comes out.
Yeah.
Because you'll have enough people to play with you.
They did say that the end game, they put a lot of thought into it. So after you max level, do your story, there's three tiers, almost like three prestiges above
right.
the end game. So you can do everything in those three tiers. And then there's also stuff that, like, legacy stuff that comes out only after you're, like, ultimate three. So, like, it does give people
something to keep playing because there's no PvP. And that's the one thing that people are like,
I could do this forever.
Yeah, like, we can grind on fucking player versus player because it's always that satisfying fact of killing. Robots talks about that a lot. He's like, I just like killing motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like, knowing that that's another person, they just got fucking killed by me. He's like, I like that.
And I don't know. It's putting it right next to Destiny, it doesn't even feel like they're a in so many ways, it's not a comparison. The concept of looter-shooter is, like, their closest thing. That's all.
Well, it seems like the different classes, the supers, there's a lot of other...
That's the
same type shit.
It feels like, yeah, but that's like kind of a common thing now for everyone. Like, to have a fucking tank or have a fucking auxiliary, like a specialist or a vanguard or...
But like, a lot of people are really bummed about just EA being involved in general.
Well, it's scary.
And fucking, what's the other one? BioWare?
BioWare's the company that just shit the bed on The Last Andromeda.
That's what they were talking about.
They made incredible games before that.
Right, they were talking about BioWare, like, kind of shitting the bed on Andromeda, and then they were talking about EA shitting the bed on the past, like, three, four games that they put out.
Oh, yeah, just ripping the fucking Star Wars franchise.
And not
only
that, like, I don't really like EA's gameplay of games.
Yeah, EA...
I think they're kind of clunky, and they take, like, a certain style of, like, if you're used to EA, then you're good at it.
You know what I love?
I guess.
EA for was when EA published three Dead Spaces and just let them be Dead Space.
Well, yeah, I heard the third one. I never played through it all the way. The third one I heard that was kind of meh.
My brother fucking is obsessed with it. He's beat the shit out of all of them.
I've loved the first two a lot.
Yeah.
The second one was amazing. First one I think was the best, though.
Dude,
the second
first
one played
so
better.
Classic.
The second one definitely played better, but the first one, like, the story and everything about it is so evil.
Yeah.
Then it got more into, like, space exploration and, like, fucking being, like, on, like, planets that you know about already.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, good.
I also heard that Resident Evil is, like, universally
loved.
Yeah. Yeah. People are like, I don't care if you like survival horror. I don't care if you're a big fan of the old Resident Evil 2 and you played it all the way through twice. Like, if you just want to see a gorgeous, like, well-refined, great game, just play Resident Evil 2.
So what happens now? Do you pre-order Anthem?
No.
Okay.
Not yet. Not yet at all. Like, I'm almost leaning more towards fucking Kingdom Hearts 3 or Resident Evil 2.
And just keep
grinding
Destiny out with me and Bob on the downtime, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be awesome.
Dude.
There's a lot of cool
shit. You can't do Destiny forever.
I know, but, like, I think they're going to do Destiny 3 or something, man. You know? Just keep going.
You think?
Dude, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm so stoked that Activision left. But I understand now why I love that game. Bungie, Halo.
Mm-hmm.
Activision, Call of Duty. Like, Black Ops, Activision. Like, that's the Call of Duties that I really like.
That's the combo you like.
And those two together made a dope fucking game. I will say Activision is all like, yo, give us the fucking cheddar. Bungie's more like, yo, we want the experience. Yeah, hand us fucking $30 for an annual pass. We'll pump out a shitload of content for you.
Yeah.
I think the annual pass is totally worth it. $30 for a year's worth of content. That's sick.
Annual pass. And then when does that come
around? I'm assuming
around?
August.
Okay.
Because that's when Forsaken came out, or maybe September.
Yeah.
It was whenever that fucking PlayStation gave it away for free right before Forsaken came out. That's when the annual pass will go back up, and like, you know, how the Black Forge is, Season of the Drifter, like, there's a lot of shit that's only to that. That's a blast to play.
I hope people enjoy video games that are listening.
Yeah, me too. All right, so anyways, off a fucking video game corner. Did you see the trailer for Captive State?
Nah.
It looks sick as hell, dude. It's like an alien invasion type movie.
Mm,
it looks very
like the sound
kind of like low budget. Fucking John Goodman's in it.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah, there's like no character names listed when you look at the IMDb. Well, there's a couple, but like it's mostly just people's names. Machine Gun Kelly's in it. That's gonna be, I don't know why he's listed as a top cast, but
what's he cast as? Mork Mop?
I didn't see him in the trailer. Boop. Unless I don't know what he really looks like though. But Vera Farmiga is in it, the chick that played, mm-hmm. you know her.
Yep.
But yeah, it looks really cool. Alien set in Chicago. Neighborhood nearly a decade after an occupation by an extraterrestrial force, Captive State explores the lives on both sides of the conflict, the collaborators and the dissidents.
Awesome.
Yeah, it looks sick, dude. Check out the trailer, Captive State. I think you'll dig it.
My dream.
Yeah, it looks very kind of District 90, because like those things have been there for a decade now.
That's badass.
And then they're like, dude, they're planning something huge, and they're like, we can't fucking try to fight these things. People are going to go nuts. And that's like, so dumb. I think John Goodman's character is like, we're part of the resistance, motherfucker. Like this kid's dad dies, and he's like you got to walk in your father's footsteps. He died for this cause. Like, help us, because he has something special about him. I don't know yet. Dude. I can't wait to find out.
Alien blood.
I can't. Maybe dad fucked a fucking alien.
Yeah, dude, sucked him off.
Yeah. Well, the kid's like 18, so I don't know how in 10 years. Maybe he just grows
the
fast because he's
to
alien.
His dad in his sleep.
Came in his dad in his sleep.
Ooh, his dad's his mom.
Yeah. It's like fucking Junior. That's the only news that I have written down. Mm-hmm. I looked today and there wasn't really shit going on. Did you see anything?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
What did I see? I thought I saw. I mean, I know that they're making a new Bad Boys. Dune is going well. It's getting past any level it's ever got for script writing and like.
They already
production.
Have a director and everything. Oh, yeah. Affleck left the Batman.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, not the movie, Batman Forever, even though fucking...
He left the cowl behind.
Pour one out for Val Kilmer, Batman Forever.
Dude, Val was such a stud, dude. You ever seen Real Genius?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
It is. You ever see Salt and Sea? Yeah, it's a good movie. But him leaving, I'm cool with. It sucks, though, that he didn't get, like, the good try for Batman that he deserved.
Yeah, he didn't get a Logan.
It sucks, dude, because, like, not even Logan.
That'd be tight, though.
That would be. Well, all right, so I heard this on, I think it was Fatman Beyond. That's a new, it's instead of Fatman on Batman.
He got sued, yeah.
And Fatman on Batman, and now it's Fatman Beyond.
Is that because he likes Batman Beyond now?
No, that's because they're like, hey, we're going into a new thing, and it's not just me talking to people that like Batman, but the show's kind of like different. And someone was like, what about Fatman Beyond? And because it's beyond Batman. Yeah. He's like, that's genius. So they use that. Anyways, they're talking about if like they're like, well, if you could restart the franchise of Batman, what would you do? And he was like, Michael Keaton as old Batman, and you find a new Terry McGinnis, and then you have that be the thing and have Batman Beyond basically as a
so
movie.
It is about Batman Beyond.
No, they were just saying, I'm just fucking with hell,
you.
Dude.
So you're saying it's a beyond
I was just giving you the credit of who said it. It was Kevin Smith and Mark Bernard. And anyways, but yeah, I thought that was a really neat premise to do. But this is going to be the Batman. He wants a noir type story. So like detective, very detective based, bringing Batman back to his roots with a little ass kicking.
Yeah, okay. That's I'm what in. Someone wants or that's happening?
That's happening, yeah. Matt Reeves, I think, is directing and writing it.
Christopher Reeves' kid?
Yep. Mm-hmm. No. What? No.
Rest in peace.
No. Not Christopher Reeves' kid.
Superman. Superman's son is making
Suck
Batman.
Suck you in the face with a soldering iron.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Affleck's gone.
Yep. See ya.
I mean, after Justice League, he's like, fuck this sinking ship. And then Aquaman comes out, makes $1 billion. Can you fucking... That's insane, dude. I don't think BVS passed a billion. Maybe it did. Justice League definitely didn't, though.
Damn, that's a bummer for
them.
That's
crazy. Dude, yeah. They put Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman in the fucking Holy Trinity. And people are like, fuck you, that's dog shit. And people like Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is weird, but man, it looked convoluted.
Dude, well,
out.
I guess like the for Man of Steel, there was a 5-story arc that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to be Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, I think another Man of Steel, then the Justice League 2 parts. And they were like, no, we need our Avengers. Warner Brother wants the money. And then I guess I found out that Josh Whedon reshot half that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Half, dude. And changed like really insane parts of the story because they're like, this is only one movie. We've spent $500 million on it. We're never going to see
what
that
else
money.
Did Joss? Joss has done other giant
the Avengers.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
he did one
he was probably like, I know how to do it.
Well, they were like, you know how to do fix our toys. Oh, fucking Zack Snyder broke them with all his dark, depressing shit.
Everything's got sepia tone.
Oh, God, he's so fucking... He color washes everything.
There's only 40 minutes of footage. It's all slow-mo.
Make him bright and fucking fun again. And then so that's why Batman's making shitty jokes in Justice League.
But slow-mo some of them's good. CGI.
Aquaman was great in that, like, I don't want to die. I'm too young, man. And he's sitting on Wonder Woman's fucking, like, lasso.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's cool. That's like, little cute. Shit. And that's yeah. definitely Whedon, for sure.
Oh, that's his... Yeah, that's sort of his trademark.
What else were you? What else were you saying? Oh yeah, Dune. Yeah, that's like going for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's
it's just,
happening.
It's just it's moving well, which is shocking and wonderful.
I'm wondering if they're gonna try to do like a 3-part movie.
You could with that fucking thick ass source material.
How do you feel
material.
About the Avatars coming our way?
Why would I care about them at all?
You loved Avatar when it first came out. You were
ago.
Like,
oh my fucking god!
But it's
Pandora,
a decade ago.
I want to live there. I want to go to the floating mountains and tie my hair to a dragon. Put my dick in a dragon tail.
Oh, God, it's what tie my hair to fucking the Na'vi.
No, I thought the fucking... I hate your...
and fucking the Garden of the Elders.
Stupid guts, as if you probably didn't go see it in 3D like a little piece of shit.
I saw it with my family in 3D on Christmas Day, yeah.
Ew.
Well, they were like, hey, what movie do you want to see? They're like, Avatar's supposed to be amazing. I was like, I'll go see that pile of cliche
oh, no.
shit.
Let's take that back a step. They were like, hey, what movie do you want to see? And you're like, I'm like, go see Avatar.
Yeah, no, I pushed
wow.
them out of the way. I was like, Avatar.
I already got my own glasses.
Yeah,
I saved them from the last one.
Yeah, that's how that pretty much went down.
No, so you're not excited? It is weird. It's like fucking, like, just, why wait this long? Like, people love that movie.
Well, he's really weird because he hasn't really done much of shit.
But right after it came out, he's like, I'm making 5, motherfucker. Well, and then, like, they were like, when? He's like, and then he disappeared through a smoke bomb and
yeah,
vanished.
Yeah, he's like, I'll just be in my cryo chamber.
Yeah, I'm just going to go sit at the bottom of the Mariana Trench for a few years.
God, he's just a weirdo, dude. Like, I don't know.
And that everyone's like, it's like, fucking Fern Gully with blue cats. Fuck you, Cameron.
It's... Got you. We've made fun of the living shit out of
for
it.
Sure.
Unobtainium.
Oh, that's so awful.
Yeah,
it is weird. Like the dude that fucking wrote T2 was like, what's this fucking sick rock called that like we don't have enough of and it's hard to get? Unobtainium.
Hard to obtain. Unobtainable.
Unobtainium.
Bingo.
Oh, I'll throw the dart in that. I'll make $1 billion. Well, he did. I mean,
put
like,
it on the board.
Smart enough to be like, yeah, I stole $1 billion from
yeah.
all you motherfuckers.
But then again, what's he going to say when this one comes out? This one's laser 4D fucking.
I guarantee that
plasma.
Fucking that movie will still make a shitload of money.
Yeah, because I don't know. It's going to look real pretty.
It is. Those floating mounds are sick.
But is it going to be a stupid story? Probably.
Hopefully not. Hopefully he kind of wises up to the fact that people are a lot smarter than he gives us credit for. Like, dude, T2 still holds up like crazy.
I like his tech. I like the way his like military and like his creatures look.
Oh,
like,
the mechs
yeah.
and shit like that. Fuck yeah.
Looks crazy
dude,
good. It's
aliens.
All very him. Yeah.
Aliens, bro.
He
T2.
Has a...
Oh, then this is the sequel. This is where he shines, motherfucker.
Well, he better shine. And then we got to wait, what, 20 years for the next? 30 years for
I
the
I think
next?
He's shooting all of them like back to back. So like we'll get a fucking Avatar every year.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if there was ever a time when movies were like, we're releasing all 3 of the trilogy this winter.
We're dumping them just like Netflix
does.
Just
like Netflix, baby.
Here you go.
Yeah, hope you want to see all 3.
Yeah, it's like we're ending the Star Wars saga with fucking 10, 11, 12. And we're yeah. dropping them in December, 5 days apart from each other.
Enjoy.
Yeah, that'd be insane. Or the same day.
You have 3 Star Wars in one theater.
Oh,
listing.
My fucking God. Oh, you just buy a ticket for a yeah. 6-hour-long movie.
Ugh.
It's... 10, 11, 12.
Fuck.
Yeah, that'd be insane. No, they'll never do that.
Mm-mm.
But I mean, Avengers, they shot that like basically back to back.
Yeah.
And then they're like picking up reshoots a little bit right now. Captain Marvel comes out like in a second.
Mm-hmm.
That's so crazy, dude. They then, pump movies out like crazy.
Then you got a Spider-Man coming.
Yeah, Far From Home with fucking Jake Gyllenhaal's Mysterio, motherfucker. It's going to be so sick.
They were saying that like
he's the man and this movie's gonna make $1 billion.
Well, he is the man, but like that Mysterio, when he was first introduced to Peter Parker like in the comics, he did, because like there's not much to go on with him there. He was literally like, you don't want any part of this, kid, and like fucking shoots at the like Hydra looking alien, like
yeah
whatever, the fucking water demon.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying like it could be that they're using his original arc, which was he presented himself to Peter Parker as a good guy.
Yeah. Well,
and then
I think if I'm not mistaken, he was a special effects artist. So what he did is he tried to make himself a hero by staging these huge effects.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah. And then he's like Mysterio. Like he came up with it. Like he was like fanned out on Peter Parker, and he's like, I need to be better than him. And so he like kind of staged everything. Then he became the villain.
Yeah.
That sounds so sick.
Yeah, it sounds
fucking And Jake Gyllenhaal looks dope as hell in that fucking stupid ass costume, dude. I can't
fucking
believe it.
Globe head.
The fishbowl, dude. Yeah. I was like, fucking take all the money.
That looks fun.
Here you go. Just throwing it at you.
You love fish heads.
Dude, Mysterio's like a really cool character. And I'm pretty sure that's his regular arc. It's kind of like Clayface.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
He was an actor and like. Fuck, like he used like some cream to make him look younger and then it turned him into the clay monster or some shit like
Instead
that.
Instead of getting electricity shot through him in a sand pit.
And then Vanity. Are you thinking fucking Sandman?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Clayface was a Batman villain.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the big clay dude? He's in the Arkham games.
Yeah.
Clayface was the shit. Yeah. Like in the Batman animated series, he uses like this cream to keep his skin nice and he like goes into clay and he like all he wanted was to look good and now his vanity is gone from him. Yeah. Fucking so dope, dude. That's good writing, man.
It's almost like the opposite of the thing. Like, good guy who looks like a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he's a bad guy that is a monster.
Yeah.
But wants to look good.
All he wanted was to look good. All
right, let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. I watched your Fire Fraud. It was really good. Give it like a solid 7.5 for a documentary. It's on Hulu. Check it out. It's about the Fire Festival. It's crazy.
Billy McFarlane is just a giant human pile of shit.
He really is. And I'm like, this dude's a straight up a sociopath, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. Like, he doesn't feel anything for anybody.
No.
What'd you see?
I watched Ready Player One for funsies.
What'd you think this time through?
It's fun.
It is good.
It's, like, silly fun.
That is...
The story is borderline annoying, like, in so many realms. Like the fucking, like, chase of, like, the people, like, the kids, like, the crew, the fucking High Five or whatever their fucking clan is. Like... All of those kids could just go fuck... Every character could just go fuck themselves.
You don't like any of the characters, huh?
Nah, not really.
Really?
I get the main one. Yeah. But the girl, the rebel. Mm-hmm. Look at my ugly face. I'm like, you're a pretty girl with a red spot. Shut the fuck up. And then he's like, I just live in the stacks. I'm just this fucking like dirty fucking hobo kid. I'm a god.
Yeah, and the... Yeah. I mean, it's a neat storyline, but I think once you start breaking it down, like any movie, like you can kind of poke the holes in it and shit. The first time you saw that movie, you're like, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you bought it.
I did. I have it.
And now that you've seen it a few times.
Well, that's what I mean. Visually, I'm like...
Now that you've seen it a few times, so you're like, okay, the storyline's
It's heaven on earth watching a fucking Gundam fight Mechagodzilla, like...
For like a split second,
dude,
yeah.
It's tight. Well, it lasts.
Is tight.
He has 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, Daito, that dude who becomes a Gundam... The whole fight, he's sitting in the van like a stupid D-bag meditating like he's fucking Neo. And then, like, she's like, you know, the fucking, like, manly chick that's like, Daito, when you gonna get into this fight? And he's just meditating with his stupid Mortal Kombat sticker on his headpiece.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, I pick form of Gundam. And that's like, just... Get the goddamn Gundam and shut the fuck up.
It's cheese. It's cheese, but it's not bad cheese.
I love how you're like, I relate.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I'm fucking Daito, dude.
I mean,
days don't
dude,
go to wondering why.
I'm not gonna lie. I would hook myself up to IVs and live in the Oasis.
Oh, yeah, you would.
I would download myself just like fucking the creator did.
Yeah.
Put myself in there.
Mm-hmm.
And never look back.
Yeah.
That's good.
You would. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Simulation shuts down. I wouldn't notice. Delete.
Yep. I'm gone forever. Who cares?
Yep.
Dust in the wind.
See ya.
I started watching Jason X. I'll give you the full review next week.
Man, Jason X.
Dude, the beginning of it's fucking... Have you seen it?
Yeah.
How
I just
long
recently
ago?
Watched it. Like, a month.
Dude, the beginning...
Because Bob told me to.
Yeah. I know. Bob talks about that movie constantly.
Yeah.
The beginning of the movie, I was so sold to it. Like,
oh, yeah.
He's like, no, this thing has, like, flesh regeneration and stuff. We need to study it more. Than he gets out. I'm like... And they're going to fucking fire it into space or something. They're going to cryogenically freeze somebody, and then he's going to stab someone through the cryogenic freezer chamber.
Oh, dude. That first time I saw that, I was legitimately shocked because I was like, dude, she got him. She locked him up. Good. Like, she's going to get a- Oh, God! Oh, no!
Can't believe I didn't see that one coming. It made me want to watch all the other ones. I'm like, what did I miss? Mm-hmm. When did they catch him?
Don't.
Wait, what happened in 9 to where they caught him and put him in this fucking thing?
Jason Goes to Hell is all right.
Yeah.
Where he takes different forms.
Yeah, and then I remember the hockey mask with the snake coming out in the fire background.
Yep. Very iconic box.
So yeah, Jason X. Look forward to that full review next week.
Right.
What else you see?
I watched Big Daddy.
Ah.
It's probably my...
I wipe my own ass.
Probably one of my favorite Adam Sandler movies.
Happy
if I had to
Gilmore?
Pick one. Happy Gilmore's up there too. Like that and Happy Gilmore. I don't like
Billy Madison?
No.
Really?
Watch it again. It's
stop looking at me, Schwan.
It's like a special movie.
Do you mean retarded? I'm not gonna say yes, but yes.
A little bit. Like there's point where his comedy is too much. Like most of Waterboy is funny. Almost all of Happy Gilmore is really funny. Happy Gilmore is really like well crafted pure comedy. Big Daddy's like heartfelt as shit. Joey Adams is awesome in it.
She is good.
Yeah, and he's funny as shit as like this like kind of like a hobo who lives off the government, and like he gets this kid and he's like, just put some newspaper down. I don't give a fuck.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Dude, like, oh, with his old balls,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, that's right. His girlfriend's fucking the fucking professor.
And Judd Apatow's wife.
Yeah, that's Corinne. The way. Yeah, she's like, don't go next to the frozen food section. Poke somebody's eyes out with those nipples. She has fake tits in the movie.
Yeah, it's... like, there are funny parts in it.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. That little twin kid gets kind of annoying sometimes, but he's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Billy Madison, he's like, what'd you do? Fall in love with the wall or something? Goo!
Dude.
There's some parts that are good in that, dude.
There's some...
Norm McDonald's awesome. Like, he's just freeloading off of Billy the whole time.
Oh, he just lives in his pool and shit. Like, sleeps outside.
Same with Artie or Arnie.
Artie Lang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, they're the two, like, cronies.
Yeah, they just wake up.
Chris Farley's the bus driver. Oh, Doyle rules. There's a lot of iconic shit in Billy Madison, dude.
Who ate 28 sandwiches?
Yeah.
Who would steal 28 kids' lunches?
They're just sitting back there stoned eating the sandwiches.
Like, that movie, I guess I just have to be stoned as shit to enjoy that anymore.
There's plenty of movies that are like that are great.
They're not great unless you're in that zone.
Nah, you know.
Why? What? What do you know?
I mean, sometimes...
You're going to wake up and watch that?
Indulge. I honestly would... I think I'd get... pretty decent amount of enjoyment.
Happy Gilmore, you could watch whenever.
That was like one of my favorite. I had the VHS, the DVD. Haven't bought it on Blu-ray yet. The DVD I had probably looks like dog shit.
Dude,
remember when you watched War of the Worlds, how soft everything looked? Yeah. Home Alone was even worse.
Really?
I think I got that like right when they converted shit to DVD, so it was still basically VHS on a disc.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Damn. I'm like, this does not look HD at all.
Yeah, what's the HD
Yeah,
part?
Why doesn't THX fucking shine this motherfucker
up? The menu's
up?
HD?
Yeah, basically, that's about it, yeah. I watched, what do you give fucking Happy Gilmore? 9?
I didn't watch Happy Gilmore.
Fuck, Big Daddy, whatever the fuck. Fuck you.
7.
We talked about like 9 movies in that span of time. I'd probably give it like an 8. Cool. Chubbs.
You like it more than
fuck,
I do.
Fuck, Big Daddy, goddamn, I keep thinking of Happy Gilmore, my bad.
Click, what am I talking about?
Yeah, oh, I'm back in Bed Bath & Beyond. Nick Swartzen, what are you doing here?
You're a fucking maniac.
I'm a huge fan of Adam Sandler.
You're
apparently
a fucking maniac.
My last movie I saw, Tony, was Mandy.
Yeah, with my boy Nick.
You did not like this movie, if I recall. You were like, it's not worth it. You told me
I
don't watch it.
I thought it felt like an acid trip, a slow acid trip, with awesome parts interlaced, but...
I thought the movie was incredible.
Oh, yeah. I did not care for it as much as everyone.
It was so cool. And Nick Cage losing his fucking mind the entire movie was so dope. The bike riders were so sick.
They were very tight.
Fucking the chemist was rad. All the characters. Like, I was like, dude, this feels like a fucking 70s B movie, 80s B movie. And it works on so many levels. And I love the cinematography of it. It was so, like, fucking atmospheric and fucking...
I think he also did Beyond the Black Rainbow, that director.
Yeah, and you were, like, over the moon about that, weren't you?
That movie's gorgeous. And this movie's very beautiful.
About
very,
to say all
like,
the strobes and, like,
the
greens.
The dark forest with, like, one
the
light.
The red lights. Yeah. And then they fucking pan the light and you see the riders there. Dude, like, that shit's dope.
Not to say it's not without its beauty. I just got bored. Maybe I was tired when I watched it or something, but I was like, this is... too much acid.
Dude.
Like when they were in the house and like the cult leader was talking.
Oh, the full frontal scene.
Holy
spoilers.
Mother of God. I was like, this is a lot of trippy fucking like visuals.
Dude,
and, like,
but not only that, when he's talking, they're interlacing her face with his. Dude, I was like, this is sick as fuck.
You like, must have been kicking it.
No,
I wasn't
at all. Fuck no. Mm. We had just gone to Outback. I hadn't done anything.
Sober as Jaybird.
Yeah, I had 2 beers at Outback.
Partying up.
But dude, like I was like fucking strapped in for this movie. And the ending was so dope.
You shouldn't have seen it.
What?
That's what I recommend.
I shouldn't have?
No.
I give it like an 8.5. I highly enjoy it.
I'm just kidding.
But yeah, definitely, Tony is right. It is fucking trippy and weird and like out there. But the shit they say is dope as fuck. Like the fucking like storyline of that movie is insane. It's like mind-bending.
Yeah.
And like the cartoons interlaced with shit was so cool. His dreams. Maybe you don't remember this movie at all. Mm-mm. It gave me a half-ass fucking...
I think I was pretty depressed when I watched it, too.
You might have been. I have it till Sunday. I'll give it to you tonight.
Thanks.
You can check it out.
All right.
Take it back, though.
No. I don't wanna.
Yeah, Mandy, check it out. Definitely worth watching.
Would, I think would Nick Cage take a movie back on time?
Yeah, dude.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would.
No, he'd avenge,
he's a fucking good citizen.
He'd avenge someone and go hang out in his vampire mansion.
Dude, okay, do you remember the part where he's like, after he like sees something happen to his girl, and then like he gets away from the thing that they have him in, and he goes back in his house and starts like drinking alcohol in a bathroom?
Hmm.
Like a whole bottle of alcohol and just screaming.
Yeah, like lunatic screaming, yeah.
Yeah, and then pouring it on himself, screaming more, crying, like fucking like going from like insane rage to like so fucking sorrow, like sorrow filled and shit like that.
He's so dope.
Dude, I mean, it is fucking awful, but it's amazing.
You know, he once bought a like a dinosaur skull and like the like antiquities, like fucking like Natural Museum of fucking Science.
Whole skull.
He bought like a dinosaur, like a Tyrannosaurus skull, and they were like, "We're gonna have to like have the FBI either come and take this, or you have to give it back." He bought it for like a couple $1 million, and like they're like, "That was stolen. Give us our fucking skull."
That's weird. Did you know that he had an Action Comics number one that got stolen from him?
That's crazy.
And then he found it again.
Good for him.
Yeah, but that shit was insured.
Dude, he lives in like the most haunted house in New Orleans. He bought it because it was like unlivable.
Dude, he's a psycho.
He's like, I'll take it.
God.
Oh, there was like vampire sex orgies and Haitian fucking voodoo dolls. Cool.
That
take
sounds
it.
Terrifying.
Yep.
Fucking Grant Morrison talks about them trying to do like voodoo or like summon dark spirits in the house. He's like, dude, we couldn't go back in that room. It was cold. Everything that went in there died, like plants, yeah, anything like that. He's like, black mold grew on all the walls. He's like, it was, he's like, you don't fuck with that shit. And I was like, it's kind of real.
Did you know the house that they shot The Exorcist in during filming, it actually burnt down?
I heard
and
about
the
this.
One room that didn't get touched by fire was the room that they like had her scene in her bedroom in.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is creepy.
Yeah. And someone, and like 9 people died while making it just of like freak causes.
Are you sure
causes.
You're not thinking of Poltergeist?
No, thinking of The Exorcist. I just listened to a podcast.
Okay,
on
I was about
it.
To say, because Poltergeist had a lot of the same similar things happen. Like 6 people died while filming it.
Yeah. Linda
and
Blair,
like
hurt
crew.
Her back.
Like,
yeah.
Crew died.
It was funny. They were
could
like.
Could you imagine being a fucking like booms dude?
I know.
Just boom mic it and, just, yeah. And like fucking like a dart comes out of nowhere and kills you.
You're
I'm
a
assuming.
And yeah. Oh, dart, huh?
Yeah. Those demons with darts.
Oh, yeah. Those dart demons.
Oh, dart demons are the worst.
Oh, bullseye.
Oh, God. A dart demon.
Poison dart.
Slow down. Oh, it smells like sulfur. Brimstone.
No. I think it was more like, the fucking ceiling fell.
Yeah. Oh, man. I got hit by a sandbag.
What is that? A fucking fire extinguisher blew up on my nuts?
Yeah, he died nuts first. His nuts were the first to go, then he went.
It ripped him up slowly.
What else do you see?
Abducted in Plain Sight.
Okay, Bob watched this and so did Josie, and they explained the whole thing to me, so I don't need to see it.
You
it,
really don't, but I mean, if you want to just watch the visual of the most fucked up family ever.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds
dudes
awful.
Dudes are jerking friends off. Chicks are fucking other... Dude... This guy who abducted this girl twice.
Yeah.
For like 90 days each time.
And after the first time, the cops were like, stop letting your daughter around him.
Yeah,
and
the lawyer
like,
was like, please don't let him in the house.
No,
what are you doing?
Yeah, they're like,
are you see there now?
Well, turns out we both fuck him. And like he said, he was a pedophile. And the way that he was coping with it was sleeping next to our daughter. We're just trying to help.
We're trying to help him. And we also love him. He's a good friend.
Yeah, good friend, fuck buddy, lover,
like,
whatever.
Yeah, like. Me as a husband, I like to jerk him off to calm him down. And my wife, you know, had a 9-month affair with him.
Now, how does a dude walk up to you, Tony, and gain that much trust and be like, just touch it?
Honestly, if I'm driving with you in the car and you were like, dude, I've been real low lately. I'm hard as a rock. Do you mind finishing me off?
Is that what happened?
He was like, well, he said that he had an erection and he's been so low. Like, he talks about like how he like. It's the strangest thing, because he seems like just like a regular old dad.
Wait, are they talking to the actual dude?
The dad that jerked the pedophile dude off is in the interview.
What? Okay, what about the pedophile dude? Is he in prison?
The pedophile dude is... He was like
did
fucking...
Did he kill himself, hopefully?
Eventually.
Okay,
but like
good.
When he was like 70.
God, when did this happen?
Oh, when he was like 30.
So, yeah, give me a year, bro.
Oh, I think he died in like 2008 or something.
So this was in the 70s?
Yeah.
60s?
So in the 70s, you can sleep next to 12-year-olds.
Now, he was a convicted pedophile?
Like, he eventually got sexual, like...
Because I heard that, like, he was like, hey, I'm a recovering pedophile to the family. He's like, in the way of one of my recoveries is I need to sleep next to a child.
No, no. He was recovering from his sexual abuse as a child.
Oh.
He was touched by an aunt that gotcha. Fucked him when he was, like, four.
Okay.
Oh, so he weird. Told them that, and they were like, oh, my God. Like, he's just trying to get over something that wasn't his fault. And our daughter loves this guy. She's a sweet girl, and he loves her so much. Let's just keep letting him come into her bedroom and sleep with her at night. Eventually, takes her to Mexico
yeah.
and puts his dick in her 1 inch so yeah. it doesn't break the hymen and all this shit. And, like, the girl's like, I love him. And then he talks about this alien conspiracy. Oh, you didn't hear that part.
No.
So she's 12. He says, yo, oh, he makes videos. Tape recordings of this, like, distorted voice being like, hello, earthling. Fucking whatever her
name
is.
The pedophile dude?
The pedophile dude for the little girl makes her a bunch of tapes. So she wakes up and presses play on this, like, tape recorder and hears what she thinks is an alien saying.
Oh, it's like 51st
Dates. Take your companion and give him what he wants, or I'll abduct your sister, slice your dad's throat, cut your fucking mom's
okay,
tits
off.
Okay,
so brainwashes her into thinking that something horrible happened unless she fucks
and
him.
And she needs to conceive a child by the age of 16 or the world will end. Some shit like that. So she's warped for like 4 years straight and she does whatever he wants and however he wants for 4 years till she's 16. After she's 16, he starts to kind of lose interest after two abductions. One was like 90 days where he put her in a Catholic girl's school.
But she's almost like willing, right?
Dude,
she's so fucked
every
up and
time
brainwashed.
She was willing, and every time when they tried to press charges,
the family was like, no.
And like the prosecutor's like, you dumb motherfuckers.
what do you mean?
We
no?
have nothing to go on. If this little girl says it was nothing, there's no proof that there was anything, and you guys don't want charges filed.
Remind me about Casey Anthony after you're done.
All right. And it's just the strangest, most fucked up. Like, they're like, B just had a way. B was just the best. B was just this handsome, smart, funny guy. He could charm anyone. And, you know, God forbid, like, he just called up every day. All right,
hold
on.
I don't give a fuck about any of this. Give it the part about the jerking off in the car with the dude.
All right, dude. So take your hands out of your pants for a sec.
God damn it. You do it.
I don't give a shit about any of this story. Tony, tell me more about the guy jerking a guy off.
Yeah, Tony, I'm a little down.
What is wrong with you? Why'd you say it like
I've heard all this. I've heard all this shit.
There's porn you can get.
No, I've heard all this shit. I just want to know, like, what happened. Like, how do you talk that? Like, I don't know.
I'm not him.
No, how did the dude explain it?
I'm never jerking you off.
Damn it. How did that dude explain it, though?
He explained it as, like, he felt bad for him, so he jerked him off to relieve stress and anxiety.
So basically, the dude was like, yo, I just need to...
I'll hook you up, bro.
Like, this ain't nothing.
Like giving you a 20 if you're low on money.
20 strokes.
Letting you have one of my sixers if I get a six-pack, because you want one.
Yeah, like, hey, I'm out of six. Can I get one?
Yeah, like, sure. You know, like when you wipe my ass if my arms are broken.
I'm a little stressed. Do you mind fucking touching it?
That's what it kind of sounded like. He was like, I felt pity for him and sadness for him.
The whole story blows my mind, but I've heard it from two different people now. So, like, I know, like, a lot of it.
Yeah.
But I never heard that part.
That's a big part.
Because I heard that fucking he fucked the dude.
No.
So that's it. Was just the jerk off in the car.
It was jerking off. So that guy.
So that dude was driving. That dude was jerking him off.
Andy was like, yeah. Andy was like, I'm not homophobic. I just wanted to help my friend. It was an awkward, sick moment for me, and I don't know what's happening in my life. The dad in the interview?
Yeah.
At that time, he's like in 70s? His 60s. Yeah, 60s, 70s. Like, he's like an old dude.
How the fuck did people find out about this? Just court records?
Oh, dude, just like, yeah. Just like, kind of like legend of this fucked up
Now, did he
situation.
Impregnate the fucking girl?
No.
Okay.
Never.
And that dude never went to jail.
She's in the whole documentary too.
That's way more fucked up.
Oh, yeah, gee,
I need to watch this.
She's in it the whole time.
Well, so he ended up killing himself, but he never got prosecuted because they never wanted to.
Mm-mm.
And just lived his life until 70, and then blew his brains out, hung himself.
Took fucking heart medication or something.
Wow, he died easy. Fuck,
I think
that
so.
Dude.
I think what it was like a sleep thing.
What do you give the documentary, Tony?
Oh, like a 9. Like, it was horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, this is not real.
Oh,
this whole family's not real.
So, Casey Anthony, I was watching that. I never followed the case. I just heard about it, like, fucking through other people and shit like that. But watching that documentary, it's insane that she got off on everything and just lives a life.
Oh, yeah. She's just out there.
Dude, like, it's on Hulu. It's four parts, like, 40 minutes a piece. It's dope.
What do you give that?
I'll go with like an 8.5. It was riveting. Are you super familiar with the case
Not
and all
super,
the evidence?
But I know all of her
highly recommend
transgressions.
It. Yeah, highly recommend it. Because like her getting like a tattoo that meant beautiful life the day after what would have been her daughter's death.
Why not?
And she didn't report it at all?
No.
Her fucking like mom did? And her mom says, I just found my fucking daughter's car. It smells like a dead body. And then recants the statement in court. Dude, it is the like fuck the mom too.
Well, they're both like
they're
monsters.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy monsters.
But she was like kind of like, oh my God, like we need to find my granddaughter. And once like she found out her granddaughter was dead, she's like, I need to save my daughter.
Yeah. Well, that's all that's left. Yeah.
Yeah. Something fucked up happened and I don't know what happened. Yeah. They're like, maybe she died. Dude, they don't know how that kid died.
Yeah. That sucks.
Like she was 3 years old and Casey Anthony's just like living.
Mm-hmm.
Terry told me that the dude I work with, that she lives in Ohio.
I didn't know that. I thought she lived in Florida.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true.
Huh.
Hearsay, dude.
I mean, if you see Casey Anthony, like, I wouldn't be remiss if I, like, kind of swerved my car towards
her. Yeah, throw a couple rocks at her face or some shit.
Just throw a brick at her as I'm driving.
I mean, like, dude, like, it's just so weird. Like, it's all that thing about, like, they didn't prove it beyond a reasonable doubt that she did it. But, like, everything pointed at that she did it. They just couldn't, like, be like, and this is it.
Well, that's like that's the Staircase documentary to where it's like...
Dude, but that dude got fucked.
Yeah, he sure did.
Like, who knows if he did either of those. Yeah. It is fucking weird. But
they proved enough.
Dude, the case... Watch it, dude. It's fucked up, man.
I'm probably going to get depressed.
No. Well, yeah. There is some really...
Well, because the justice system
devastating
is
shit in
a
it.
Tragedy.
But, like, that dude in the Staircase, I feel like there's less evidence against him
than there was against
Casey Anthony.
Anthony.
Yeah. But the dude was just like, think about it. Did they prove it beyond a reasonable doubt? And the dude, they deliberated for, like, that course... court case was, like, what? Almost a year or some shit? They deliberated
crazy.
In 11 hours.
That's crazy.
That's it. Crazy, dude. What
I would never want to be on a jury.
Fuck no, not a murder jury. Maybe like car crash. I'd be into that.
I don't care.
You got pictures? He did it.
I just wouldn't be good at it.
I keep getting up. I'm like, overruled. They're like, what? I will hold you in contempt, sir. Sit down.
I object.
You can't. You're the jury.
Court adjourned.
Yeah. Recess. Who wants to play kickball? They're like, fuck.
Can we take a short recess? All right. That's it.
All right. Let's hop into Tessa Tony. Watch Doom.
Yeah. The action-packed movie based off a video game starring Dwayne Johnson and the Carl
Urban. Yeah. Good job, bud.
Yeah.
You did your research.
I
like
know,
that. You
I know,
came prepared. That's good. Okay, so like the beginning 45 minutes to an hour of this movie is really boring.
Mm-hmm.
The whole like thing of why all the monsters are happening is not that cool, especially if you read up on the old games.
Sure. Because the old games are way doper.
Well, do you know what the storyline is?
Yeah, that they opened a portal to hell.
Right.
On Mars.
On, like, two moons of Mars.
Yeah.
And then the portal goes to Earth, and he has to fight demons on Earth, and then he goes back to Mars to close the portal, walks out of the moon. The moon's floating above hell. So then he has to fight his way out of hell, and it says, in quotations, he was too tough for hell. It was sent
back. So hard.
I was like, that is the dopest thing ever.
He was too tough for hell.
Can you... I was like, dude, like, no wonder that game was the shit. Like, it's so sick. And then this one's like, oh, no, it's kind of like Resident Evil. Like, there's like a virus, like a 24th chromosome that makes some people monsters, some people superhuman. Yeah. Carl Urban's obviously going to be
take
superhuman.
All
no,
the liberties.
I know you. We're twin brother and sister. Weren't they twins?
Yeah.
Him and Samantha.
Yeah.
But yeah, the acting's awful. But what was awesome was like the dude was like, damn, you let a sweet piece of. Carl Urban walks up to Samantha. They're all getting introduced after they go through the Ark thing. And they're on Mars, and it's and him. He obviously knows the girl scientist, and he's a Marine, and he's like, "Hello, Samantha." And this black dude behind him's like, "Yo, you let a sweet piece of ass get away from you like that?" He's like, "That's my sister." And he's like, "What?" Like, dude, like it was the dopest like fucking acting in that whole movie. But like, it's so real, like almost like he didn't know he was gonna say that or read the script. Like it was just like his tune changed so hard. Anyways, the movie. The only part that I really like, the last 45 is not that bad, except for the final fight with him and The Rock. And the fucking first person shit was so sick.
I loved that film.
Yeah, honestly, that's the only reason to watch it. Just like Josie was like, this isn't terrible. I'm like, you didn't watch the first hour.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, this movie is kind of rough to watch. It's not good. Portman, that dude wasn't that good. The kid, they all have cool names. Reaper.
Oh, dude, I love when their guns are like
Yeah. Identity established. Reaper.
I definitely give this movie, like I said, the coolest part was the first person shit. And I think that's so sick that they included that, because they made a fundamental part of the video game into the movie. And I think that's cool.
That was smart.
Very smart.
That was much smarter.
It looked
than
terrible. Like, oh yeah. Now I'm sure on your TV especially, like, it looked like dog shit.
Oh, I couldn't even see half the fucking film on my TV.
Yeah,
I was literally like, "Yo,
it
man.
Was the darkest movie ever." I was like, "Damn, they did not want to put any light on anything."
I was shocked. I was like, "This is how do you watch this?"
And the one part that I hated was that there's like a fucking sweet Carl Urban gets like the 24th chromosome and fucking the Rockets bit. Rock becomes an evil monster, because if you're bad, then like 10% of the
evil,
10% of the soul is part of your DNA, so this thing knows it or some shit. Like, I was like, why didn't they go with demons?
Some complete horseshit.
He says demon one time in the movie, but just referring to it as very general. Anyways, Carl Urban becomes superhuman. That's when he goes like all fucking ham on with the first person shit. Then he fights the Rock at the end, fist fighting. And I was like, dude, like, why the fuck didn't they make the Rock this giant monster?
Yeah.
Like, why did I have to see the Rock with like weird teeth and some facial makeup?
Yep. Some contacts. And contacts,
eyes. Yeah. I was like, dude, who gives a fuck?
Because Doom was all about using like big fucking guns on bigger fucking aliens.
BFG.
Yeah. And I forget what they changed the quote for the what that gun
stands
is
for.
Called. Yeah.
It's like brute force gun or some shit.
Yeah, it was so stupid compared to fucking big fucking gun.
Yeah.
Which is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, when I think they should have just left it as BFG and just not ever said anything about it. That's what it's called.
If you knew it, you knew it.
That thing was dope, though. But, dude, every gun in the movie, I was like, that looks impossible to hold.
Oh, dude, their guns were fucking, like, 5 inches thick.
Yeah, everyone looked awkward with them. I was like, I wonder why they didn't, like have the actors hold them before they casted.
Is that three cereal boxes taped end over end together? Because they're holding what looks like a small refrigerator.
The movie's way trash, but I highly recommend the last like 45, because that part's like actually kind of dope.
Oh man, it's a rough watch.
Yeah,
dude.
And like I said, the mythology and shit could have been cool, but it was just so like wrapped up in some weird exposition and stuff like that, and it just wasn't that great.
Oh, there's a new Mads Mikkelsen, the guy from Doctor Strange, bad guy.
Wait, what are you talking about?
There's a new movie starring Mads Mikkelsen.
Who's that?
He plays Hannibal in the show Hannibal, and he's in Mads Mikkelsen is the bad guy in Doctor Strange.
Oh, right on. Sorry. Okay.
I know him very well. He was a bad guy in, I think, 007, one of them.
Okay.
There's a new Netflix movie called Polar that he's in. I think that's what I wanted you to watch when we were talking earlier.
It's got
the old English writing
for it. Yeah, and it's black and white.
Yeah.
Well, not the movie, but the thing.
I'm so scared to watch Netflix originals anymore.
Dude, honestly, because I was like, I'm going to take this to Tony.
After Io?
Yeah, I'm going to take this to Tony. He's going to be like, dude, Io sucked. Fucking Anon. Mm-hmm. There's like so many to point to. Yeah. The Ritual, I felt, was like the only one that really worked. And you loved Bright for some terrible reason.
Yeah, I know. I'm a weird guy.
Yeah.
So cool. All the mythology.
Dude, man, you hated Mandy. God.
Didn't give me enough fucking expose on it.
Yeah, you didn't read up on it afterwards for fucking 2 hours.
Well, they had some more fucking lore, bro. Get some lore. Come on, you play Destiny, you know all about lore.
Yeah, I have listened to podcasts about it.
What's the point of lore, by the way?
What do you mean?
Why do you want it?
Oh, that's just like expansions on the game. It creates... when you get all of them, you can create a seal. Uh-huh. And then the seal's a triumph that you can get and stuff.
You do nothing with it. You see nothing. You don't watch a little video.
No, the lore actually tells you shit.
When?
When you find it, like a
when
voice
talks.
When you
find it fucking says like one sentence.
No, sometimes a voice talks.
For a sentence.
Yeah, but like usually.
Literally the voice is like, the third raider of the lost tomb was too strong for the Taken King.
Right.
That's it.
Right. And like, and if you played the first Destiny, that might make sense to us, but we haven't, so. They're expanding. Like, I just found out that
why
the fucking
you guys
giant
the first one.
The I didn't like. I tried playing the first one on Xbox 360, and it wouldn't load on mine. My internet sucks so badly that it just kept kicking me out of fucking shit. Like, UD was like, "Dude, try it out. It's cool." And I was like, "Okay." I almost bought it, but then my internet was terrible, so I couldn't play it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was like, "Wait, so you just do the same mission?" I heard that you just do the same missions over and over. I didn't understand it.
Yeah,
well, I didn't understand like why you did it or like how and shit like that. But also, people are worried that Anthem's going to have the same problem that Destiny 1 did, is like when they drop it, there's not that much to do.
That's any game's fear.
Now. Yeah, because they give us incomplete games. Anyways, stop talking about fucking video games.
All right, sorry.
What do you give Doom?
5 out of 10.
Yeah, I was about to say about a 5 because that fucking first person part was way dope.
But don't watch it if you don't have to. Yeah. If you don't want to.
Yeah. Josie was like, if this was on cable, I'd probably check it out. I was like, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
If it was coming up to that fucking first person shooter part, that's for sure.
Shit, yeah.
Like, even the soldiers didn't have, like, good, like, lines. They weren't funny. Like, they were just shitty and cliche and just awful.
I kind of like even how it clicks into first person. He looks in the mirror.
That was dope.
And then it slides to first person.
And if you
think,
like, that movie was in, oh, did you know the first video game took place in 2019?
No.
Isn't that crazy?
That's cool.
In 2022, I think. It was between those years. But this movie came out in, what, 2005 or 6?
Something like that.
And a lot of movies have done that first person, like, look at a mirror.
Yeah.
And then, like, pass. And I think that might have been one of the firsts.
Probably.
Yeah.
It took a lot to make that one sequence.
It really did, yeah.
Yeah.
Carl Urban is not good in it.
He was
crazy.
Not doing good.
Like, when he's like, it's his first mission! Like,
yeah.
When he kills the kid.
Son of a bitch!
He's like, no, I don't want this one to be my last.
One funny line when he's like, when The Rock's looking at him after he fucking, like, gets back around, like, they meet up again right before they fight. And Carl Urban's standing there, and he's like, come on, soldier, we got to finish this mission. And he's like, okay, Sarge. And, like, something says something, and then he, like, kind of leans his gun towards him, and he's like, you going to shoot me? And he's like, looks down, and he's like, just thinking about it.
Yeah, that
like,
was good.
That's kind of cute. Like, he's like, just thinking about
that
it.
That was a good
like,
delivery.
Really, like, optimistic. Like, yeah. Yeah, just thinking about it.
And then and he's like, how much you got left? He's like, half a clip, you? He's like, one round.
Ugh. God.
And then fires the arc
shoots
blast.
His cock blaster.
That thing's insane.
Yeah.
I wish we would have got more of that. Anyways, let's hop into movie of the week. The Room. Or Room. Sorry.
Room,
not the Room.
Room.
Yeah, yeah. Way different. A lot different. So I'd never seen this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really sure what to expect from this movie at all. I'd never watched trailers for it. And holy fucking shit. I don't want to get too far into because people that haven't seen it, I mean, like, I give it a 9. There are things that I wish would have been resolved, but I understand why they weren't. The perspective of the child is one of the coolest ways to show that.
Dude, his monologue.
And it is heartbreaking. I teared up a little bit.
Yeah.
The movie is rough, dude. And what they, like, I looked at it, like, I was watching it at work, and I paused it, and I'm like, how is there an hour left after this?
Uh-huh.
Because they deal with a lot of shit, like, that you don't see in those types of movies.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, happy ending. It's like, no, this is like, what do you think would happen if what happened? Oh, man, it's hard to be cryptic about this.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't want to spoil it for anybody, because it deals with so many cool things and ideas that, like, you would ask yourself, like, afterwards, like, oh, my God, what would I do in this situation?
Yeah.
Or what, like, what's the aftermath of this horrible event?
There's a really cool line about, like, that someone says to someone else, like, thank you for saving, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking to, like, they're talking to a character, and you're kind of like, oh, shit. Like, for me, that was, like, an aha moment. I'm like, oh, that person helped this person more so than you would think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there's a point at another part in the movie that something similar comes up in that vein. Like, you know, you saved this person.
Right.
And you're like, oh, fuck me. Like, and if this person can change after all that, so can you. And I was like, I get it.
Everyone's like, huh?
Who the fuck is
I'm trying to connect these dots, and they're going fucking in circles.
So Room is about a fucking 17-year-old girl who gets abducted because a guy pretends he has a
dog
and a sick dog in his van.
Yeah.
She's gullible enough to get in, and because she's kind, and he kidnaps her and keeps her in a fucking
sex slave, basically.
Yeah, sex slave in his shed out back.
Yeah. Which is Room.
It's Room, yeah. And it's narrated because she gets pregnant and has a kid, and there's her and a kid in a room.
And it takes place on his 5th birthday. That's like the first thing that you come into.
Yeah.
Like, he's 5 years old. And, like, he's narrating it as a child would, like, oh, like, it is
it's
fucking
so
beautifully written, because, like, it's so innocent. Like, whoever the writer of the book is for that is incredible.
Hi, chair.
The only thing that I didn't like is that the antagonist, they'd never explain what happened to him.
I know.
That was the only thing that I was bummed out by.
I know.
And I looked it up online, and they were like, well, he probably got fucking this or this and shit like that. I was like, God damn it. Like, why isn't the writer just telling me?
Like, all I know is,
because it's legit just supposed to be from his perspective. You're not supposed to know anything else other than what he knows.
Which is very
little. Yeah,
logical.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a dope thing because usually it's from like the mother's perspective, yep, and like you're empathizing with her, but it's so much, it hits so much closer to home because it's him.
Like you don't see what he doesn't see. It's
the innocence type of deal of it. And it's shot so neat. Like, I think, I've never read the book, but I'm assuming that they got really fucking close because this won like all the awards in 2015.
Brie Larson is a fucking powerhouse.
She nailed that movie.
Like, I enjoyed her as an actress, and like, she's got range. She's funny in 21 Jump Street, and like, she does a bunch of different acting. In this, I was like, oh, holy fuck.
She's
like,
amazing. She's incredible.
Unreal. The narration is fucking awesome.
Yeah, and that kid's in Wonder. And that made me want to watch Wonder.
Oh, okay.
That kid with the fucked up face, that's him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I seen it, and I was
Jack.
Like,
you saw Wonder?
I know, I've seen, like, previews.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah. I was like, oh, look, he's like a little spaceman, got fucked up face. All the kids are going to hate him or hate love him. And probably love him after.
Love him at the end.
Yeah. This movie's hard, dude.
This movie's very hard. Like, I did cry the first time. I was like, fuck me, bitch. This sucks. No. Yeah, I'm such a pussy. You call me a bitch, but you're over there tearing up right now, dude.
No, honestly, there was a scene where let's say they're reunited for the first time after like an insane event happens, and I was just like, I'm fighting the tears because someone could walk into fucking Kitek at any time. I'm like, oh my god, oh god. Like,
don't worry about your printer.
Yeah.
I'll fix it.
Jesus Christ, this kid didn't even know where his mom was.
He's lived in a cage.
Oh, dude, and it's so wild at the end of fucking, like,
I know there's one line that I'm like,
oh, it's rough, and that's like the last line of the movie.
We're
just
giving
like,
you guys nothing.
Jesus fucking
because
Christ.
We really want you to see it.
Yeah, if you haven't watched Room, like, oh my god, and if you have, you know exactly what we're fucking talking about. I give that movie like a 9 point, possibly a 10. Like, that movie hit.
For its genre, it's a 10.
Yeah, that movie was perfect for what it was supposed to be.
An
it
adaptation drama, like, holy fuck, it's
it
amazing.
It was wild. And dude, did you know that was based off some dude that kept like fucking five kids in his basement? And, like, fucked, like his daughter, and, like, they had kids, and they brought him upstairs, and they lived, like, he had a whole, like, underground plumbing.
Kind of like
and
that American crime kind of thing?
No, more like sex dungeon room type shit, and he was taking kids from her. Some of the kids lived with her down in the basement in this, like, hallway. Dude, for, like, 14 years or some shit. And the mom, that like, his wife, like, was like, I had no idea. I just thought that our daughter that was missing dropped these kids off.
I think I've heard of that story.
Yeah, it's like Otzi or it's in Austria, I think.
I think it was on last podcast that they did something on that.
Fucked up.
That and God, there's another fucking family that they kept people like somewhere out, like it was like a garage that they put like steel plating and locked, pretty much like room but a garage.
Yeah.
And yeah, they collected people.
That's
but
so
then
weird.
They
oh,
were
the fucking murder dungeon or whatever
the
fuck?
Toy box killer.
Yeah, you've told me about that. That shit
that
was wild
one's
as
horrifying,
hell too.
Because they were literally like, "Oh, let's invite our friends over. We're gonna fuck the dog or have the dog fuck like the girl. Then you guys can go ahead and take a turn on her, and then we're gonna like peel skin off her and just see if she like doesn't die."
I don't get like
it's like horror. Like, dude, your bro invites you over.
I'd be like, fuck you. But
and
then
he's
again,
like, oh, dude, this chick's going to suck a dog's dick and they're going to cut her fucking ear off. Huh? Like, go to jail. Like, die. Like, just die. I got to go.
It is weird, like, when you hear about people that, like, when you look at, what's that fucking movie with Paul Walker, Running Scared?
Yeah.
Like, when you find that perfect match of a woman that's like, oh, my God, yeah, let's make child porn together.
Yeah, like a natural born killer's connection.
I'm way cool with you filming kids fucking each other.
I guess it
like,
makes,
I'm into it.
It makes
or are they just that enamored with that person? Like, I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah, like you
I
find
would never
one that's
do this.
Susceptible enough or desperate enough.
Yeah,
meets a psychopath.
That's just mind blowing to me. But then again, but like you go back to the toy box killer. Like, how do you come over? Like,
how
hey,
do you bring your bros in?
Bring a sixer, dude. We're gonna hang out, throw some darts. By the way, it's gonna be at a chick while she's sucking a dog's dick.
Honestly, like there were like murders that their friends were just like, I don't know what happened to her after that. What?
Wait, but I mean, like,
you heard chainsaws and blowtorches in the garage and screams.
And not only that, it's like, why
for an hour?
Why wouldn't you go? Like, were they rich? Were they paying them? Like,
no, they're
the
all hillbilly fucking trash. But like, it was like,
that's terrifying.
Sort of like this,
did
like
those people,
these garbage, like kind of like the fucking Texas Chainsaw Family shit.
Oh man, when they fucking laughing at the girl and she's screaming.
Yeah,
I want to watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 so badly, but it's not on anything.
Yeah.
And that's
there's
when they're like sitting at the
like
dinner
that,
table,
like,
and she's like, and he starts mocking her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking unnerving.
He does that in not House of a Thousand Corpses, Devil's Rejects.
Yeah.
She's laughing, and he's like, ah, ha, ha, yeah. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
In Tusk, he does the same thing to fucking Michael Parks. He does makes it to like Justin that, like, Long. He's like, ooh, yeah. Ooh, and starts just laughing at me. Kevin Smith said, he's like, I stole that directly from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. Yeah, he's like, I just wanted to watch Michael Parks fucking, like, mock Justin Long as he's, like, becoming the beast. It's so sick. All right, what are we doing next week, Tone?
let's turn it down a notch. Yeah. I've watched the
Room
first...
and Doom was...
I've watched the first... Yeah, I wrote Gloom and, Doom, Gloom, and Room.
Oh, no, we had something awesome. Fucking Dart Demons.
Jesus. That's bad.
That's good. I like that.
Don't research the Toy Box Killer. It's not going to do
that
any
wasn't
good.
The Dart Demon anyways. We said Dart Demons. Remember the we were talking about Poltergeist? It was like... And, like, the demon blew a dart. And like, oh, God, it smells like sulfur and brimstone. Dart demons. Yeah. And you're like, what, fucking dart demon? Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about throwing darts.
Well, glad that we just revisited
the
fucking
dog blowing.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Next week, we're going to do Flintstones. So come bring your PG.
Yabba dabba doo.
Halle Berry's in it.
That's fucked. Who does she play?
Fucking some.
Wilma?
A secretary that's banging the boss guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then. John Goodman and John Goodman. Rick
Dude,
Moranis.
It's crazy how John Goodman's like, you're like, he was in what?
And yeah, I've watched 15 minutes of it already just from like
it's trash. Boredom.
It's horrifying looking.
It's trash. It's crazy. I remember that came out though. I was obsessed with
it. I was
toys.
Obsessed with it, yeah. But I was also scared of it.
Really?
I remember having nightmares of like big stuff. Like, well, like they take a sip out of a mug and the mug is made out of rock, so it's gigantic. And, like, a plate is made out of fucking, like, giant fucking stone.
What's fucking scary about it?
It's just nasty stuff, man. Everyone's got their feet out, and it's gross because they're fucking,
you
like...
You hate feet. Maybe this is why.
I don't know, man. But also, like, the idea that...
Bam Bam's all fucking strong and
so
shit.
So stupid, dude. It's creepy.
It's crazy that that's a movie. That exists.
Why? I don't know.
I can't wait to watch
it. It's not
it.
Really a test of Tony. I think I'm going to hate this motherfucker.
You definitely are. Or get terrified of the fucking feet in big plates, you weirdo.
But even everything. They're like, hey, put your name on this tablet. I'm like, ew, it's so thick. It's a thick piece of rock. Not a piece of paper. Or he's on a shell phone. Shell phone.
I hate this world.
He's on a shell phone.
God.
Goddamn pelican fucking bulldozer.
You watched a lot of this.
I remember a lot of it.
Clearly. What's movie of the week?
Nightmare Fuel. It's going to be Polar.
No, it's not. It's going to be fucking Velvet Chainsaw.
I thought it was Polar.
No.
With the Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah, but then we were like, Jake Gyllenhaal. Remember the beginning?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
that cream soda's really got you.
Velvet Chainsaw.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
What?
Let me look it up real quick.
Oh, maybe it's Suede Hacksaw.
That might be it.
Yep. Really?
Velvet Buzzsaw. We were wrong.
We
were
really close. It's got Jake Gyllenhaal, so strap in.
Yeah, Mysterio. The Flintstones and Velvet Buzzsaw. That just came out today, actually.
All right.
February 1st.
I might watch that instead of play Anthem tonight.
Dang, I'm about to hop on.
No, you're not.
You bitch.
You really are?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, well, maybe Destiny.
This, you guys are getting the after the podcast talk.
Yeah, we are. All right, until next time, go Burn Books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy. And he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save
trick
you a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling. Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.